Big day for Jackson College baseball. They'll find out who they play in the regional. And Rick Smith joins us, the Hall of Famer, Rick Smith. What a year, Rick.
Yeah. The best part of the year is we had one.
Yeah. After last year. And it was, my God, the weather was really not very good, was it?
Yeah. A great spring for flying a kite. A lot of wind. But Greg, like I said, we got through it. And, one of our goals was to have a season in 21. And we completed that goal. And, my hat goes off to the team and our administration for the processes that we put together in allowing us to be safe and healthy and getting through the season without COVID.
And you you did a good job of that, didn't you, Rick?
Yeah, we did. And again, it's ever-ending, that. We're testing once a week, and, you always have your fingers crossed. And, players are creatures of nature. They want to be social, and I think we've done a good job in keeping secluded as much as we can and staying safe. And that allows you to play.
Well, you played about 40 games, and I'll bet you didn't have good weather for a half dozen of them.
No, you're right. It, you think of it as all the years that I've been in coaching and surviving 16 years at St. Clair on the Lake Huron edge there, where it's really like the tundra. It's Michigan spring, that's for sure.
It's got to be tough mentally. I've been thinking about that all spring. When you got to look forward to being out in that for 5 and 6 hours, that's difficult.
Yeah, it is. It's not only just difficult with the elements of the wind, but the temperature and how long it takes a player to get ready. Certain players they don't play well in cold weather, and certain ones can, and that kind of goes in hand in hand when you're recruiting and everything like that too. I think what really helps us through something like that is, the leadership and the giddy up that we had this year and the character and within the team, and they don't care. It was raining at Mott, and oh, come on, it's not raining that hard. It's like children.
Yeah. But you have to have that mindset, don't you?
You do. You have to be tough, mentally tough. And like I always say, and it holds true not just the elements of weather, but, slumps that are out there, bad outings as a pitcher. You have to be mentally tough. It's not an easy sport to play. And, when it's one out of three at-bats that you're successful, not everybody can handle that. I always say this, it's your next at-bat. That one's over, it's your next bat, or it's your next pitch. And you got to take it in stride. And we've been able to do that. And hat goes off to the team and all their hard work.
You finished 30-11, one tie. You're winning 3 out of 4. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, that's called the focus and holding attention to a doubleheader. And we preach that in the fall, and we preach that at every practice. When we do our conditioning, we say we're in the seventh inning, or we're in third inning of game two, or, those are things that we reach for, and we always bring it, Don't let game one's loss be game two's motivation. We keep preaching it, being in that situation for over 30 years as a coach, believe me, I have a lot of storylines to tell the players on what can happen and what does happen when you're not prepared for all 14 innings.
Yeah, now we have a pretty good forecast coming up this weekend. What's the rest of your season look like, Rick? I know, big day today.
Well, we find out who we play and where we play today around noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just going to prepare with practice today, tomorrow, and get after it on Thursday. And the format is a double seven and a single nine as an if game, as far as the two out of three. And then the winners will be getting back at it early the following week. So as we get through this regional tournament, we're going to pay a huge toll on a pitching staff, and not just mine. I mean, all the teams involved are going to, we're going to see how the staffs are one through whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's how it's going to look. And again, the better the weather is, and stay away from the rainouts, the format should go just fine.
Yeah. So, you have a good feeling you'll get a home scenario?
I don't know. I mean, I heard the team tested positive the other day and aren't in the regionals, but I don't know which one that is. But mm-hmm. So that's probably why the delay in the pairings and everything like that. So, you know, I'll play anyone, anywhere. If it's at home, that's fine. If it's on the road, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we're just excited to get into the postseason. And, you know, those are some of the goals that the team's starting to achieve. And that's something that, you know, we hope for each year. And, you know, and it'll come, and this is a new season. Each game will be different, that's for sure. And we're ready for the experience. And like you told the guys, is, you know, it's not only an experience, but it's a memorable one. So, and we've already had that, you know, being rated in the top 20 in the nation. And so those are some of the achievements that the guys are already getting. So I'm happy for that.
Hey, Rick, I've got to ask you about this Lansing team. They went unbeaten in the conference.
Yeah.
They're 42-1.
Mm-hmm.
You played them four times, and you gave them two of their best games of the year.
Well, it was a 9-8 game, bottom of the seventh, no outs, with us up. And, we had every opportunity to win that game one at our place.
Mm-hmm.
Game two, we were up 5-4 in the sixth, and couldn't come through. So, yeah, like I said, we can play with anyone. And, you know, my hat goes off to Lansing because that is not easy to do. And, they're experienced, a much older team. But there again, you know, you've been through athletics long enough to understand it's not always the best team wins. So I always tell our guys, hey, the will to win, outplay them, and it's all about that game. So that's one of our goals, to get an opportunity to play them again.
I was going to say, you wouldn't mind getting a crack at them again.
Right, that'd be awesome. So we're pretty excited, and again, we got to take care of business with the first team, and it won't be Lansing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hopefully you get a home, couple home. Would that be a Saturday Sunday scenario?
No, Thursday Friday.
Thursday Friday. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Thursday Friday, and again. My hat goes off to our women's softball team. They play at Lansing on Friday, and they made postseason. And Coach Jamie had a great year, and their players did really well. So, again, that's a testament to hard work and them having a good program too.
Yeah, we had Jamie on a couple weeks ago, and yeah, they've had a fantastic year. So it's been a good, pretty good spring out there.
Yeah. We're going to make sure that it's a baseball, softball tradition college, that's for sure. We're going to do our damnedest to make sure that that always stays true. Because, again, Greg, it's a good sport, and I think that those are – and you got a couple coaches that will get it done, and you got some players there and motivated, and we just want to keep that tradition going.
Well, I'll talk to you later today, Rick. We'll find out about that draw.
Okay. Thanks again, and yeah, we're pretty happy.
Thanks, bud.
See you, Greg.
Good luck. Rick Smith, baseball coach out at Jackson College.